Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
An historic day in the Middle East. All 20 living hostages have been released by Hamas in the last few hours. There are celebrations throughout Israel. Let's bring in Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem this morning. Linda, what's going on there? What is the reaction?
Oh, it's very, very emotional. I mean, first of all, tens of thousands of Israelis came to Hostage Square in Tel Aviv, which has been the center of the public protest and public efforts to get them home. And just in the last few minutes, you have the first hostages, former hostages, reuniting with their families. And it's very, I'm about to cry. I mean, it's just incredibly emotional to watch these parents who have struggled for so long. Now, at least at first, it looks as if the hostages are in a relatively decent situation. There had been some fear that they would be in a very bad situation. They were met by the Red Cross. They were then taken and transferred to Israeli soldiers, and they met up with their families at an Israeli army base, and they were then flown to a hospital in Israel. They look pale. They look thin, and there are reports that some of them, that they include several Israeli soldiers who were apparently tortured very badly. You're talking 2 years of captivity, but overall, it's just a really big celebration and a very, very emotional day.
You mentioned the emotion of the day, and I'm wondering if in the past few days, outside of this emotion of seeing these people return, if there's any question as to what happens next? You know, so much attention has been, rightfully so, on the hostages and seeing their return. Where does people's attention go now?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, right from Israel, President Trump is going to this peace summit in Egypt, and the Egyptian president invited Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. He wasn't supposed to go. Then he said he would go, and now he says that he won't go because there's a Jewish holiday that starts this evening, so he wouldn't be able to fly back. Tomorrow, the president of Indonesia is coming to Israel for the first time ever. Indonesia is the largest Muslim country, and it seems to be that they will announce that they're joining the Abraham Accords, the peace accord that President Trump brokered during his first term. So there is some question. There's some concern. Hamas still, first of all, has 28 bodies of Israelis who either were killed on October 7th or killed while they were in captivity, either by Hamas or by Israeli airstrikes. Hamas is now saying they can't find all of those bodies. Israel has begun releasing Palestinian prisoners. So I think that this deal also calls for Hamas to be disarmed and some kind of international and Arab government of Gaza. Now, Gaza is completely in ruins, right? You're talking about 67,000 people who were killed, both fighters and civilians, as well as, you know, huge parts of the Gaza Strip have been destroyed. I think, though, in Israel, there is thinking about what happens next. And is Hamas really going to disarm? Is Hamas going to give up its control in Gaza? And if that happens, as Hamas who will control Gaza. When President Trump was asked a few times today, will Hamas disarm? Is this the end of the war? He said, yes, it is the end of the war, and yes, Hamas will disarm. So, you know, that's something that Israelis are very concerned about, obviously. I think there hasn't been that much thinking about the long term yet.
Well, a lot to watch there. Linda, thank you so much for joining us on this historic day. Linda Gradstein joining us live from Jerusalem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.